Do you ever go out at night and walk around? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I was in college, my school had a pond. And many nights during the school year, my friends and I would walk around and around the pond. It was good exercise and a great way to burn off some energy. But I loved walking at night. Never by myself, of course. But during baseball season, the baseball diamond lights would illuminate the trees around the pond, and they would look so haunting and beautiful, and I just loved it. But then, if you were out at a certain time, past when the baseball people were out, they would turn off the lights, and you'd get stuck in some pretty spooky darkness. Well, that's what today's Devo is kind of about. It's called Walking in Darkness by A.W. Smith. Have you ever been outside during a cloudy night when you couldn't see the moon or even the stars? The darkness can feel all-consuming, and trying to find your way through that darkness can lead to some serious scrapes and bruises. Sometimes, going through life can feel the same way. The darkness of sin and brokenness feels all-consuming. It's easy to get lost. Thankfully, wherever we go, we always have light with us. The Apostle John starts his gospel by declaring that Jesus is the true light that gives light to everyone. Later in this book, John recounts how Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This is found in John 8:12. Apart from God, all people are lost in the darkness of sin. But Jesus gives his light to everyone who trusts in him. And we really do need light, even when we think we don't. Just like trying to find our way home in a pitch dark night, going through life without the light of Jesus will leave us lost and hurt. But Jesus saves us from the darkness of sin through his death and resurrection, and he leads us safely home. As John 1:5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." We can always rely on him, even in the darkest nights. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. If we know Jesus, we know the light of the world. Sometimes we don't feel like we need him, but making our way through life without him is like walking in darkness. Jesus wants to light our way. To learn more about the good news of Jesus, check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. As Christians, we're looking forward to the day Jesus will restore creation and rid the world of darkness forever. In the meantime, we know he is always with us. In what ways have you experienced the darkness of our broken world lately? What has left you feeling hurt and lost? Jesus knows our pain and confusion, and he longs to comfort us in his love. Consider taking a moment to come to him in prayer, telling him about your hurts and receiving his compassion. When you feel overwhelmed by the darkness, who is a trusted Christian in your life who could help remind you of the reality of Jesus' all-powerful light? As you and I can read in John 8:12, "I, Jesus, am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, John 1, 1-9, and 8:12, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Do you have an example from your life that reminds you of your faith? Well, we want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about lost lunch money with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.